So let's take a look at host. Now, as I mentioned, we've got a bunch of static helper classes like tools. Now, as I said, we're not going to really focus on those. There's the tools remove HTML markup. We're going to just bump into here. You can see that they're very simple. They don't have additional coupling to other classes within ScrewTurnWiki. We're using string builder. We're doing some searching by regular expressions. It's not really causing increased coupling throughout the application. And you can see if just flipping through tools, there's a URL and code, there's extract directory name, there's detect current page info. Many of these things could be extracted into domain classes to simplify the logic. Things you'll often see things in here, things like money or dealing with dates. Those are all indications that you've got an additional concept trying to escape. But right now we're actually looking at coupling in our application. So we're going to focus around host. Now, where the problem really comes in is in the singletons. Now I'm going to look for instance throughout here. So we've got settings.instance, whole bunch of settings.instance. So we're touching the settings class. Keep looking through here. There's users.instance. There's more settings, users, pages. We're touching a whole bunch. Because this is a facade for plugins to interact with the rest of the ScrewTurnWiki system, we've got a lot of delegation to the singletons. So you can see we've seen pages, snippets, users, settings, navigation paths are down here. If we actually start looking at some of these things, let's take a look at pages. So we're going to jump into pages, and I'm going to look for instance here as well. There's the pages instance itself. But now pages actually refers to settings. It refers to auth writer. It refers to other singletons, cache, and other things. So the problem that we've got here is singletons are talking to singletons are talking to singletons. And this increases the overall coupling in the system. What we're going to do is go back to host and start working to extract these singletons. We're going to make them evident so that we can look at the overall coupling in the system.